with children singing and bright white, blue, and gold balloons buffeted by a gentle breeze, Square One celebrated the opening of its new center on Main Street in the South End neighborhood on Wednesday. It is just two blocks from where the early childhood education organization's preschool and administrative offices were destroyed when the tornado roared through Springfield on June 1, 2011. The opening fulfilled a promise to return to the South End that Square One president and CEO Joan Kagan made to city officials just days after the tornado. The neighborhood is where Square One was founded as Springfield Day Nursery in 1883.
This is our roots, this is our home, and we had no hesitation about returning to the South End, so that was always our plan.
Kagan said there were numerous obstacles to overcome. The organization needed to raise close to $2.5 million to cover its losses from the tornado and to pay to renovate and lease new space. In the midst of planning to return to the South End, another of Square One's preschool locations in Springfield was destroyed by a natural gas explosion last November.
I said I sometimes feel like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, but it wasn't just being able to click our red heels and return. It took a lot of work, but we made it. We're here, and we're delighted to be back in the South End.
The new facility in the South End, which occupies the first two floors of a three-story brick building, has been named Family Square. In addition to the preschool and administrative offices, it will also house several programs that provide support services to parents.
By becoming a multi-service organization, we're really able to tailor our services to the unique needs of children and families.
The center will employ 60 people when it is fully staffed by early next year. Janet Mock, a social worker with Square One, recalled taking shelter under a large conference table in the old building as the tornado approached. She said she was happy to be back in the South End.
Because all along, it's always been, you know, the mission, we're going to be going back. We're going to go back. We didn't know when, but we knew eventually we'd be coming back here, which is good. Yeah, we love it down here.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, one of several elected officials along with community and business leaders who attended the ceremony for the new Square One facility, said the tornado recovery in the South End is progressing well. He said most businesses have returned and some have expanded with the help of government grants and loans. New housing is being built. A park is undergoing a $1 million renovation. Plans are in the works to build a city-owned community center to replace the one that was destroyed.
So we're moving in the right direction. There really is not, when you look at it, a caring center. I think on this stretch here, there might only be one or two of the smaller vacant buildings that we're looking to continue to develop, but everything else is pretty much being redeveloped.
The South End neighborhood is where MGM proposes to build an $800 million resort casino. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.